Great to have Corey Kluber join us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. And Corey, obviously just coming off this unbelievable 2016 season that came up just one game short. How much does that fuel you guys? Does it drive you guys into the offseason and now as you get ready for the 2017 season here in Goodyear?
You know, I think it's a new year. We can take experiences from last year and, you know, the run we had in the postseason. But, you know, I think we start over every year. I think it's, you know, nothing that we were able to accomplish last year is going to win us any ball games this season.
When you look at what was done last year, though, what did you learn from that? What did this whole clubhouse learn from that?
Just the way we need to play games to play winning baseball. I mean, it's not any magic formula, just going out there and doing the little things that end up making a difference.
When you look at what you were able to accomplish as far as your goals and what you were able to do individually, where do you now pick up in the spring as you get ready for 2017?
You know, I really don't set individual goals. So, honestly, it's just trying to you know, get myself ready for the season so that when the regular season rolls around, you know, we're ready to go and hopefully help the team win some games.
Right here in the Goodyear locker room, you got a guy next to you, Edwin Encarnacion. Boy, when you heard about that signing around the holiday time, what does that mean to this baseball team?
Yeah, I think there's definitely excitement about it. You know, it's obviously a show of the faith that the ownership has in this group that, you know, they'd go out there and make a signing like that, and I think that we appreciate that. And, you know, I think he's obviously a great player and should help us a lot.
And on the pitching side, you bring a guy in like Boone Logan, just to add another arm to this rotation. Talk a little bit about that and how you feel about the rotation overall, Corey.
Yeah, you know, I think Boone will obviously, you know, be a big part of solidifying the back of that bullpen that was already so good. You know, he's had a good career to this point, and you know, I think that he's going to compliment the rest of those guys well.
Corey, when I stand here and talk to players in the locker room, I always try to think of a question or two that the fans would want me to ask or that they'd be interested in. The electricity, the energy that was at Progressive Field in October in that postseason run. I've had fans tell me it was as loud as they've ever heard it. You guys are so focused and so locked in, but at any point, are you aware of it? Are you feeding off the energy that the fans were able to give you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it gives you a home field advantage for sure when they're you know, that into it like they were for those games, and you know, it's a lot more exciting to play in front of that many people. So it was a lot of fun.
Corey, just in the off season, how long did it take you just to decompress and kind of get ready now for 2017?
You know, it was kind of just once I started back up with off season workouts and things like that. That's kind of when I pressed the reset button and, you know, started focusing on this year.
I know you threw some simulated ball today. Take us through late February and into March as you get ready for opening day. How does that process work?
You know, trying to iron out your mechanics, get your pitch count up, that kind of thing. Just to, like I said, you know, be in a spot where you're ready to help the team win when the regular season rolls around.
Corey, appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. And, again, congratulations on last year. Good luck in 2017.
Thank you.